Are you tuned in? Because I am. It's the Nancy Ruffin Show.
You are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show, a digital global classroom where individuals across all ages, backgrounds, and career levels tune in for guidance and motivation to live life on their own terms. Hosted by award-winning author, transformation coach, and the self-proclaimed Latina Oprah, The Nancy Ruffin Show is where inspiring thought leaders, modern-day influencers, and social game changers come to discuss their own personal journeys and have real conversations about the journey to success. It's where the next generation of leaders come to tap into their potential, ignite their fire, and expand their self-awareness. So if you're ready to power up and blaze trails of positive change, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back, mi gente, to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin, and this show is bittersweet for me because not only is it the last episode of 2019, but it's the last episode of the decade. 10 years, guys. We are saying goodbye to 10 years of our life. And I don't know about you, but I've been very reflective these past couple of weeks, particularly because when I think about the past 10 years and I look at my life, so much has changed in that time. You know, these past 10 years, I became a mom. I gave birth to my two beautiful daughters. My career has grown exponentially. My relationship with my husband is better than it's ever been. And we've been together for over 20 years, you know. And so a lot of the, goodness that we have been able to establish in our relationship has really happened within the last 10 years, because I will tell you that in the very beginning of our relationship, there was turmoil. When you think about the fact that him and I got together when we were really young and we were married, by the time I was 23, I was already married. I was still in school. There were just so many outside influences that we were bringing into our marriage and into our relationship, that the very first, 10 years of our marriage were a struggle. And it's only been within these last 10 years that we've finally have gotten it right. And I think a large part of that was the work that I did on myself. But this podcast is not about that. I really wanted to keep this last episode a little light. I want to encourage you guys, you know, to do some reflecting in your own lives and give yourself a pat on the back for making it this far, right? Even if your 2019 wasn't what you had planned for it to be at the beginning of the year, in spite of that, in spite of what may have gone wrong or what didn't go quite your way this year, or maybe you weren't able to accomplish every single goal that you set for yourself, you made it. You made it to the end of the year. And that in itself should be applauded, because so many don't make it. There's so many who we lost this year in the physical way. And so the fact that you and I are still here is a testament of the opportunity that we still have to accomplish those goals, to manifest those dreams, to create the lives for ourselves that we say that we want. So even if you weren't able to do it all these past 12 months, the good news is that you still have tomorrow to start. You have the day after that, which is January 1st, to start. And every single day that you are given the opportunity to open your eyes and to breathe and to just be alive is a new opportunity for you to do whatever your heart desires. And so on this episode, I just want to talk a little bit about what we hope to bring into our lives in 2020, the importance of being clear about what we want, the importance of understanding the intentions behind the things that we want, and also recognizing if there are areas within ourselves that require healing. Because one of the things that I've learned throughout this work that I do with women and with individuals is that a lot of times we are unable to accomplish many of our goals because there are still so many broken things within us that we have not focused on healing. We also, you know, tend to get in our own way, and without understanding why we respond to certain things the way we do, until we understand what our triggers are, until we understand what our motivation is, until we understand what our values are, it's going to be really difficult to not set goals, because I think setting the goal is easy, but sticking to the work that it takes to accomplish the goal is really hard if we don't understand who we are at the moment and what is either driving us or what is keeping us stuck where we are. So when we get back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about that. And I just want to get you guys excited about 2020. 2020 is going to be the year where everything is going to be clear to you. Or that is the hope, that is what I hope and my wish for you, that as we step into 2020, you step into the new year clear on what it is that you want for your life. So sit tight, and when we get back, we're going to talk about your vision, talk about getting clarity, talk us about getting focused, and how do we stay on track in the new year.
You are now listening to the one and only Nancy Ruffin.
Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. Thank you guys for sticking around. And I think I kind of got to catch you guys up on what I've been doing the past month, because I realized I haven't dropped an episode in a little over a month. And I think that I've shared with you in past episodes that about 3 months ago, I started a new job. And so being in that role kind of just threw my schedule off a bit. And because this is something new that I'm embarking on, the role was totally new for me, the environment was new, I needed to give myself time to really adjust and acclimate myself with the demands of the role. And in order to do that, I needed to kind of step back a little bit from some of the other things that I was doing, and the podcast being one of them. But I've been in my new role for a little over 3 months, going on 4 months now, and I think I got my groove back. So all is well on the career front, and I'm back with you guys, and I'm ready to give this podcast and you all 100% of me, and I'm really excited for the new year and for the new shows that we have coming up. We're going to have so many new and interesting guests. I'm really excited about the direction that the show is going in, and I'm just grateful that you guys still rock with me, that you're still here, that you believe in the work that we're doing on the Nancy Ruffin Show. You know, for those of you that have been rocking with me from the beginning, you know that the show was originally called The Empowerment Hour, And a lot of our original episodes were recorded and hosted on blogtalkradio.com. And I believe that the earlier episodes, you can still find them on Blog Talk Radio. But as the podcast evolved and as I continued to grow within myself, it was important for me to create a show that was synonymous with who I am and was reflective of my growth and who I am and who I am becoming. And so that was why we had the name change. And what better name than my name, The Nancy Ruffin Show. So here we are. This is our third year. I think the first year, our first full year under the new name, The Nancy Ruffin Show. And we've done so much this past year. We've interviewed some really amazing people. I've had the opportunity to walk red carpets and interview certain celebrities. You know, all things that are very exciting, but also nerve-wracking when you're in the midst of them. Because no matter how much you prepare, sometimes, you know, in the moment, things change, the order of things changes, celebrities that you may be prepared to interview don't present, but then there's other ones that you weren't prepared to interview present, and you still have to be able, you know, to ask the questions and be aware of what their current projects are. So this is an area where I'm still growing, but I'm excited about continuing, you know, to do these celebrity interviews. But I'm also really excited about having interviews with everyday people, sharing their struggles, sharing their successes, and really just bringing their stories to the forefront, because I am a firm believer that inspiration happens in storytelling. It's not enough to just see someone be successful, right? No one is inspired by the success itself. We're inspired by the journey and by what it took them to get there and the things that they overcame in order to achieve a certain level of success. So those are the stories that I'm committed to sharing here on The Nancy Ruffin Show. And so for those of you that have been with me from the beginning, for those of you who are new here, thank you guys so much for rocking with us for another year. 2020 is going to be amazing. So make sure that you stick around. Make sure that you share this podcast with your friends, especially as you listen to the episodes. If there's something that truly resonates with you, tweet about it, post about it, tag us in your posts. If you haven't already subscribed, make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you haven't already done so, or maybe you have already, make sure you leave us another comment, another rating, tell us why you love us. And if there are things that you want us to talk about on the podcast that I haven't already touched upon, let me know that as well. This is why I'm here. I'm here to be of service to you, to give you the content that you want to listen to, and make sure that the 30 minutes you spend with me every week are worth your time. Right. So with that being said, just thank you guys for being here. I want to get into this 2020 vision, what that looks like. You know, on social media the other day, I came across this meme, and I think this is one that we're probably all really familiar with, but it's the one about cutting people off, right, in the new year, and we're going to leave all the negativity and the toxicity, you know, in 2019, and we're going to step into 2020 with this new perspective on life, which I think is great, but I also don't think is very realistic. And one of the things I want you all to really start thinking about, especially if you're an individual who finds themselves needing to cut people off every year, I want you to take a step back and really look at yourself and ask yourself, what is it about you that is attracting these kinds of people that you find yourself needing to cut off. And the reason that I want you to do that self-assessment is because a lot of times we are attracted to individuals who are mirrors of who we are. So if we're attracting these toxic, negative people into our lives, then that means that there's a part of us that is also toxic, that is also negative. And I want you to evaluate where that is coming from and then identify what are the steps that you need to do to start healing yourself. You know, what is it that's happening in your life or has happened to you that has you in this toxic state, in this negative state, that has you then attracting similar people into your life? And I say that because I remember there was a time when I myself was very toxic, I was very petty, and the individuals that I surrounded myself with were the same. And I used to have a very good friend who her and I were very similar in so many ways. And when we initially became friends and started hanging out, we were into a lot of the same things. We were party girls. We were always very ambitious. But, you know, we were these girls that liked to hang out in the clubs in the weekend and, you know, drink and meet different guys and hang out and pop bottles. And, you know, this a blur. This was in my early 20s. But that was what I was attracted to. That was what I liked to do. And those were the kind of friends that I was attracting. But then in 2010, in the beginning of this decade, when I started looking at my life and where I was at that point, I started to realize that all of those things that I were doing, that I was doing, was not fulfilling me. It was almost like I was using those things to mask the things that were happening inside of me. And I was broken and I was empty and I was depressed and I was sad because I was embarking in a time in my life when I wanted to become a mother and it wasn't happening for me. So I was trying to cover or mask that pain by doing all of these toxic things, to myself and with other people. And in 2010, when I realized that that was what I was doing, I became very intentional with what I wanted my life to be. And what I did was I started to seek out people that would be able to help me heal from the inside out. And the more I gravitated to the healing people, I started to disconnect from the toxic people in my life. And so that disconnection happened very gradually. It didn't happen like overnight. So it wasn't like one day to the next, I stopped hanging out with these certain people, but it happened through a matter of years. And it happened because the more I started focusing on who I wanted to become and who I was being, these individuals who made up a huge part of my life and my past no longer fit. And not because of anything that they did or didn't do, but because of the things I was doing in my own life. I wanted more. I wanted different things in my life. So at a time where, I did love, to party and to be out, as time passed and as I evolved, those were things I no longer wanted. And so when we didn't have those things in common, it was human nature that we would grow apart from each other. So getting back to this cutting off, of people every year, you need to reevaluate yourself and where you are in your life and ask yourself, who do you want to be a year from now? 5 years from now, 10 years from now, right? When the next decade is over, how do you see yourself? And then start aligning yourself with people and experiences and opportunities that are going to cultivate and grow the person that you say that you want to become. because I will tell you that as we start this new year and as you start looking at the goals you want to set for yourselves and as you start creating these vision boards and start gluing these pictures on these boards, you have to be very clear on who you want to be and how you plan on getting there. And one of the things that you have to start doing is setting boundaries in your life and with people and honoring them. Because if you find yourself circling back to who you used to be, that's a problem. And that means that somewhere along the line, you're not setting the boundaries. And you have to also set boundaries for yourself. You have to know what your limits are. How much can you possibly do? Because when we take on more than we're capable of, chances are that we don't even accomplish 1/10 of the things that we want to accomplish. So make sure that the goals that you're setting are realistic and that you're not setting too many goals. Like, I get it. We want to make sure that we're making the most of our time. 12 months is a long time, but it's a short time as well. And if you're putting that you 10 things on your goals list and they're huge 10 things, there's no way you're going to be able to devote the time necessary to each of these goals to have them manifest by the end of the year. So I always encourage the people that I work with, set 3 goals for yourself, 3 goals for the year. Focus on those 3 goals. Now, if you accomplish those 3 goals in 3 months, then set 3 more goals for yourself. But there's no reason why you need to set 10, 15, 20 goals. And then by the end of the year, when you look back, you haven't even accomplished 1. Start small, focus on the small, and then you can continue to add more depending on how quickly you accomplish the goals that you set for yourself. And one of the things that will help keep you moving and keep you consistent is that you have to do self-checks all the time. You have to know yourself. You have to know what your triggers are. You have to start by eliminating toxic thinking. You have to get rid of toxic behaviors, patterns, poor habits. You have to reestablish a new mindset within yourself, because mindset, more than anything, is the thing that is going to get you from the idea of this dream to the actual manifestation of the dream. You won't change anything in your life until you change what you do every single day. Change your mind, change your habits, change your life. It's that easy, but it's also that hard. You have to know yourself. This is why when I do my vision board workshops, I focus a lot on self-awareness, understanding who you are, understanding your motivators, understanding what drives you. I make my attendees do a values assessment because I want to make sure that the goals they're setting are aligned with the values and with the things that they say are most important to them. Because if your goals are not aligned with your values, it's going to be so difficult to stick to them, because then what you're saying is that they're not important to you. And a mistake that so many of us make is that we set goals based on the expectations of others. And whether if that's society, whether that's our friends, our family, our spouses, what we're seeing on social media and what these influencers are telling us, you know, we should be focusing on. If we're not setting the right goals for ourselves, we are never going to accomplish them. So you have to understand, what do you value? If you're someone that values freedom, right, and you enjoy having space and you enjoy having autonomy and being able to make your own decisions, and you set a goal that is not aligned with that, you set a goal that is the total opposite of that, you're going to be miserable, right? And you're never going to follow through, and you're never going to stick with the work that it requires to manifest the goal. And I will give you a perfect example. I remember when I was in undergrad, and I was in college, and my dad was very big on education and on my sister and I being able to secure good jobs when we graduated from college so that we would be able to support ourselves. So when I went into college and I had to choose a major, I chose a major based on what my father wanted for me, not what I wanted for me. And so instead of focusing on journalism or creative writing or anything in the arts, which is where I thrive the most, I chose accounting as my major. Accounting. I suck at math. It's a subject that I always struggled with. I hate it. It was the most difficult time in my life was those 4 years I was an undergrad and I was going for my accounting degree. And there were so many times when I wanted to give up because I felt I couldn't do it. It was really hard and I didn't enjoy it and I hated it. And so the only reason why I didn't and why I stuck it through was because I had a personal investment in it. I had taken out so much money in student loans to go to college that I could not fathom the idea of losing, you know, this money that I invested in and not having anything to show for it at the end. So I stuck it through even though I hated it. But that was an example of setting a goal for myself, right? Of going to school, getting a degree, but doing it for all the wrong reasons. And so this is why I stress the importance of understanding who you are, what you want, what motivates you, what you're passionate about. Because if I had to do it again, I definitely would have went to school for creative writing. I would have focused on a career in writing, on being an author. I mean, and I am an author, but these are things that came after, right? And I had to pursue them separately, you know, because I had to secure this quote unquote good job. And so I don't want you guys to make the same mistakes when you're thinking about setting your goals. You have to set goals that means something to you. I remember a few years ago, I was coaching this young woman. And when we initially started our coaching work together, you know, her goal was to get her master's degree. And the reason why she wanted to get her master's degree was because she believed that the master's degree would afford her a better position where she can earn more money, which is probably true. But the reason why she wanted to do that was because her husband's ex-wife had a master's degree and she was making, really good income. So this woman's goal was based on someone else's expectation or what she perceived the world placed this value on, you know. And by the end of our coaching session, she reevaluated those goals, and that, which I think it might still be a goal of hers, but it wasn't a priority and it isn't for those same reasons. If it's a goal for her now, it's a more personal goal for herself and not because she was trying to compete or keep up with someone else. So just think about that as you step into the new year. Think about the habits that you need to change. Think about the people that you are surrounding yourself with. Your environment is everything. And I use this analogy often because I think it paints a really clear picture. But when we see addicts, right, any type of person who's addicted to anything, and they decide to come clean and they want to go to rehab, right, they cannot place themselves in the environment for which they are trying to recover from, right? That's why alcoholics can't go into bars. They can't, you know, even have one drink, because that one drink can take them back to where they used to be. That one trigger, that environment, you know, can derail all of the progress that they have done. And the same is true for any person who is trying to change. If you're trying to change and you're trying to evolve from where you are or from where you were, you cannot keep going back to the people, places, or things that bring out those certain things in you. You have to surround yourself with people and experiences and opportunities that are going to cultivate this this person that you want to become. So you have to be mindful. Be mindful of who you're surrounding yourself with. Be mindful of what you're allowing your mind to consume. What are you looking at on social media? What are you looking at on the internet? You have to be mindful of that, because the mind is so powerful and it has a way of tricking us into past unproductive behaviors. You know, so as we end 2019, I am grateful for the many lessons that it has taught me. I am grateful that I have no one I need to cut off this year. My circle, my tribe of people is just so phenomenal that I have no one to cut off. And for me, that is a blessing, because that means that I'm choosing the right people and the right experiences to surround myself with. And as I step into 2020, I pray for myself and for you all that we step into this new year and this new decade clear and refreshed and forgiving ourselves and others, that we're not carrying any negative vibes or energy into this new year. So with that being said, I wish you all a very happy new year. And may 2020 bring you all of your heart's desires. Until next time, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.